the weather outside is frightful, but the fire.
How frightful will it be? Not sure yet. It's going to be cold on Sunday. I've got the temperature listed as a high of 34 degrees and a low of 27. So it seems to me like that's the perfect weather for snow. John Boyer is the meteorologist at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and he joins us this morning to give us his insight and predictions. John, is this going to be one of these crazy weekends where we just get hammered, or are we going to prepare for nothing?
Well, it's somewhere in between the two, I think. Okay. I think it's going to be cold enough for snow.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have enough moisture for at least some. But as far as really being hammered, really talking about the heavy, shut everything down, big deal kind of snow, all the evidence points to that being something for the areas near the North Carolina-Virginia border or south of Highway 460, especially as you get towards, say, Danville, South Boston, maybe South Hill. And then also up into the mountains like Roanoke and Withville, Galax.
And what do you think they will get? I mean, more than 6-7 inches? I mean, some of these models have 12 mm-hmm. inches, or at least the stuff I'm seeing. I don't know where would you pin it?
Yeah, that upper end potential is there. One of the things is when you do get that high, you start to compress it a little bit. You're also talking about what maybe a wet sort of snow instead of a powdery snow. So it might be hard to see a lot of places with more than a foot down there. Again, we're not talking about Richmond just yet, but widespread in excess of 6 inches once you get west of South Hill, yes.
Okay, so let's talk specifically about Central Virginia, the Richmond mm-hmm. area. You think we'll see something, but is it just a dusting yeah. where we go out and take nice Instagram pictures, or is this is this going to be a significant amount where we'll close schools like probably on Monday, or what do you think?
Well, we're on the bubble when it comes to, is it going to be enough to be really problematic into Monday? One of the things that may be working on our side is the timing, but we'll just kind of start with the amounts. And we are dealing with a gradient. South, there's more. You go north, there's less. And it might be a pretty tight gradient, and it might even be running through some of our metro counties. So if you're talking Chesterfield, if you're talking Petersburg, Tri-Cities, I'd say it's pretty reasonable to expect enough snow to make driving the kind of thing that is going to give people trouble. Now, we're not talking, again, a foot of snow, but 2 or 3 inches will do it. We know that. And so that's the kind of thing we'd see moving in second half of Sunday. North of the Richmond metro area might just be a little dusting, a picturesque dusting, but we move that gradient and we still have more wiggle room than I'd like to see 48 hours out. Then we start boosting those numbers for Richmond up into the 3-4 territory, and we start boosting them up into the 1-2 territory all the way up to Fredericksburg. But as it stands, the more likely thing for places north of Ashland toward Fredericksburg at Louisa is a more modest dusting of an inch or less. But, you know, 48 hours, a lot can still change in this time frame.
Yeah, so we're not alarmist if we do go to the grocery store and prepare for this weekend. That's not crazy or, you know, stupid to plan on.
I wouldn't call it crazy or stupid. The interesting thing is, you know, everybody kind of has a different threshold of when snow starts to become a problem for them and their right. routine. It's true. It can't be too harsh on people wanting to say, well, let me just make sure. But as far as this being like a historic thing that we've never seen before, I wouldn't say that's true. The most yeah. reasonable scenario kind of puts this in line with some of the things we saw last winter. So
if we don't get a lot of snow, do you anticipate with these temperatures so low that ice could be a problem just on its own if this comes in a rain form?
Well, yesterday morning, you know, there were some issues with roads. And when you get these cold temperatures and any amount of moisture, that's always something that's on your mind.
Yeah.
As far as ice being the precipitation type for us, you know, freezing rain or sleet, that is kind of a lower probability now as far inland as the Richmond area. If we're dealing with anything all the way through this on Sunday, it's probably going to be mostly or all snow. But we talk about people listening out to the southeast, and a little more wintry mix is on the table, mixed with cold rain as you get into tidewater. So there's going to be that transition zone in the other sense, that east to west battleground of how much snow is there going to be. And that's going to be the question for places like Williamsburg down to Wakefield.
All right. Hey, John Boyer, yeah. The meteorologist at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, we always appreciate your guidance and your best prediction, and sounds like it's reasonable to prepare for something on Sunday. We'll just keep our eye on it as we get closer and closer to the moment of truth. Thanks, John.
Yeah, yep, still worth watching. You're very welcome.